where spirit spies were in your eyes, and with your soul we harmonize. We split you up and tell you lies with television lullabies. With propaganda prophesize, manipulate your greed. Fear is what we feed upon. Fear is what we feed. That's what Jimmy Beat heard. It was like they were chanting out of the smokestack, like the Oompa Loompas. You ever see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo. I've got an Ezra coming for you. The hell goes? She's in the shower. Sure, I need it. I'm trying to put y'all out of bed, so. Not right now, because I'm... Yeah, sure. So they were singing this song, and his mom did not know, and he was so confused. So he went downstairs. He got dressed. He didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden, right through the mail chute... You know, we have a mailbox. But some people have a mail slot that goes through the door. Have you ever seen that before? Right through the mail slot, there came a piece of paper... He picked it up. It said, "New doctor in town, free doctor. Call this number. 1-800-333-WEWE. And he peeked, he opened the door, and he saw a monkey running down the hallway screaming, "Free doctor, free doctor, free doctor, free doctor, free doctor. Free doctor, free doctor, free doctor, free doctor." He was like, "What's going on?" He says, "Ma, I'm not feeling so good." She said, "Yeah, I could tell. You look like something's wrong. What's going on?" He said, "I don't know. There's something wrong with your forehead," she said. "Yeah, I think I might have a fever." So even though Jimmy Beat didn't have a fever, he knew there was something that was wrong, because there's a face on his head. It was the same face he saw coming out of the smokestacks. His mom didn't see it. He said, "Maybe something's wrong with me. And I see there's a new doctor. And the doctor's free, Mom." She said, "Jimmy, we don't have a lot of money. We can't pay for you to go to the doctor when you're not feeling good." He said, "Ma, the doctor's free." She said, "Really? Let me see that." He handed her the paper. She looked at it. She said, "Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll take you there on the way to work. We'll see what's going on, and then maybe you can go to school, or I'll take you home." So they got dressed, they had breakfast, they ran downstairs, and they followed the map on the piece of paper, the directions. They went down Avenue Zero, up to Infinity Street. They made a left and a right and a right and a left and a left. They knocked on the door, and then there's a lion. Opened the door. She said, "Are you here for the free doctor?" And they said, "You bet."